You are the church, and we are all in one. And if you realize that, you don't have to be afraid of your job. And if you've got a job, you ought to be afraid of it. It's an honor for God to just trust you with part of himself. He was all five ministries in one. Now, I've saw a lot of folks think that they had all five ministries, you know, and I thank God if he just includes me with the cleaning up job. Oh, glory. Well, we must understand that we're sitting in miracles all the time. You're a miracle.
Right.
Hallelujah. So you understand now. And that's the reason you need to know, as the Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant concerning the works of the adversary. If you are ignorant to the way the devil works, you're in trouble. His main weapon is distraction. And some of you are so nervous, like a cat on a hot roof. And you're just looking for something. Well, glory to God. We closed out yesterday morning. I stopped teaching. In Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to start again with this verse that we closed out on, the 17th verse.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
All right, now let's back it up just a little. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father.
Amen.
The Father.
Amen.
How many of you understand heaven? The root meaning of heaven in the Hebrew is the arranger. He has arranged everything. The Apostle Paul was called up to the third heaven, and things were revealed to him. He heard words that was not lawful for man to hear. He saw things that was not lawful for man to see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the arranger now, that arranged everything, and as Brother Lopez said last night, on this side of the tomb, the unlawfulness had been done away with. Now, it's lawful for you to hear what others cannot hear. It's lawful for you to see what others cannot see. Well, glory. And so therefore he said, the Father of glory. Are you following me? So the Father of glory. Now that glory has got more in it than you ever will realize. We'll be learning about glory in the eons and eons to come. Oh, you ain't gonna last that long. Honey, there's no end to me.
That's
right.
There's no end to you. If you have been fathered by that glory.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, he said something else there. The Father of glory. Now let's read.
May give unto you the spirit of wisdom.
Now you draw a ring around that little word, may. You don't have any promise, eternal promise of it. It's up to the way you are going to react to the glory that he's fathered in you. I get so nauseous sometimes at the actions of the church world. Oh, you're getting too quiet. Now, when I say that, I want you to understand something. You have, this generation has a Pentecostal concept. And it's hard for us to let it die.
Yeah.
Unless that second veil is rendered, you are absolutely shed out from the manifest glory that God wants and is going to do and is doing right now.
Amen.
And when I say that, you heard the man last night say, the second veil has to be rent?
That's right.
Huh?
Right.
Well, how many of you understand? Now, there's this covers so much more than we'll ever get to put in to a teaching session. Most of you, your whole life is ruled and regulated by habits. Some good, some bad. And if you are not careful, you'll fall in the same pitfall that, well, that the whole church has fell in, and really 19 and 6, when Seymour prayed on Azusa Street and the Holy Spirit covered up, people come from everywhere to get in that meeting on Azusa Street, thousands and thousands of people, and then they began to go into these slum areas and the bars and where they had went out of business and opened up churches. You wouldn't think about that today, but that's where it started. And it grew until a little group, the Assembly, Fellowship of Assembly, later turned to be Assembly of God. And they began to be segregated. And so that's where the Church of God in Christ sprang up. Now the two biggest organizations in the world today is Church of God in Christ and Assembly of God. Seymour died of a broken heart. Nobody come to hear the message as it was when it started. You just might as well forget about looking for the multitudes.
Amen.
I would to God that they would come, but they're not.
Amen.
And most of the ministry today are trying to be bigger than they really are.
That's right.
Now that's the truth.
Come on,
but God has to be glorified in everything. Amen. Hallelujah, he's got to be number one. He's got to be everything and you nothing. And there's not a minister are very few that I know that don't want to be big shots.
Come on, brother.
And big shots is not a nothing in the world, but little shots, shots of the holes. Glory. Now hold on with me, I'm heading somewhere.
You are? Wonderful. Where with you?
And so, if you don't have but just a few, thank God a few ones hear the truth. And the way I look at it is this. God has to bless that few as much as he would a church full to carry on his work. Now, do you want a greater blessing or do you want a lesser blessing? Materialistically, God has to bless the few to carry on the load. Well, who would have ever thought that over $6,000 would come in this little group last night?
Amen. That's right. True.
But it did. And I'm here to tell you right now, God is in the process of becoming the Father of glory.
Amen.
To everyone that will accept it. Now with that, oh hallelujah, with that comes what?
Spiritual wisdom.
Spirit of wisdom. You read the book of Proverbs, don't ever just say wisdom, always say Christ.
Yes.
Now that's the word now. How many of you know wisdom is Christ?
Amen.
And the Father of glory have given unto you the spirit
of wisdom.
The spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if the spirit of Christ is within you, then what's next? That's where it starts.
Revelation and the knowledge.
It gives you the spirit of wisdom. And wisdom brings you a what?
A revelation.
And a revelation of what?
Knowledge of him.
Praise God. We're going to understand him better and better and better. And through the millennium of eons of times to come, hallelujah, we're not going to sit down by the river of life. You can't sit down by yourself.
No.
That river comes out of you, and you're going to learn. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Run your hand in that river. Pull out a handful of gold and all kinds of precious stones. Because you are a walking warehouse full of the glory of God, and everything is within you. Glory. Hallelujah. Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you always learn lessons for everything you go through if you are learnable.
That's right.
If you think you know everything, you ain't never learned nothing. Glory to God. I pulled a trailer full of furniture from North Carolina to Sarasota, Florida without a reverse in my car. Every preacher ought to have that kind of an experience. You would always know where to park, and you'd see if you would park where you didn't have to back up. Oh, hallelujah.
That's right.
And they ought to have a no parking sign everywhere that you have to back up to get out. Are you not hearing what I'm saying? How many of you are hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was in a convention one time, and I was riding among a ministerial body that they hated me. That's just one. I could go into divisions today. Certain churches and their countenance falls when I come in. Because the lies folks have told on me always proceeds where I go. But I never let it bother me. I just go ahead and say amen wherever I can. Hallelujah. Now, God, Father of glory, has given unto us, or may, that little word may, you ought to draw a ring around it. Because it don't guarantee you that you're going to get what he has for you. Oh, glory to God. I know minister after minister right now that's preaching this third day blessing with a second day mentality. Trying to work it up. Third day and the seventh day is the same. Third day from Christ, seventh day from Adam. But if you have the last Adam, the spirit man, you're going to be able to receive from the Father of glory the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is for Christ. Then you can understand 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Ye have not received the spirit which is of the world. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God. And when you have him as the Father of glory, hallelujah, you receive the Spirit of God. And every time you say God, what do you think of? I'm not hearing you. The Spirit. God is Spirit. And then if you have the spirit of wisdom, you have what kind of wisdom? Not the kind of wisdom you go to college and learn in the natural. Now that's where a lot of folks are living, and what they know from a book. And I've got hundreds of books. And I like to read what other folks say about things. But when it comes to ministry, I don't want to hear nothing they got to say. I want to hear what my Father says about it.
Amen.
And I'm not studying a book to learn how to minister, because I don't minister out of them books. I minister out of my Father of glory.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Well, hallelujah. And from that spirit of wisdom, we get revelation. Revelation is what we need to begin to move in this hour. There's a lot of folks know the Word of God from A to Z. Well, I've had the privilege of knowing a lot of folks that's great in their own eyes. I remember talking to Brother Dake. You know, he's got his own Bible, had it. He's gone now, but I was a good friend of his. He learned the Word of God in jail, in prison. He said, I can quote the whole book. I said, well, what good is it going to do? Well, that's the scripture. I said, no. If that scripture you're quoting don't have that spirit behind it, it's dead letter.
Right.
Now that's the way that a lot of preachers are preaching. Amen. And when they preach, they're as dry as a shuck. Now that's a southern expression. And who wants to hear a dead, dry shuck?
No way.
The Holy Spirit's not behind it. I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Holy Ghost's not behind it. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We've got to learn to lean heavily on the Spirit.
Amen.
How many times in my 58 years, I've got up there and didn't have a thing to say. Shaking like a leaf. God's people's there. I didn't have nothing to say. Got no notes. And all of a sudden, that spirit of wisdom
Hallelujah.
Quickens my spirit. Hallelujah. And when I get through, God himself has spit out a masterpiece like he did last night.
Amen.
And when you get into that flow,
right.
You forget about your notes.
Yes, right.
You on a roll. Hallelujah. And I've told the elder body here, I said, well, your notes ain't no good, no way. They're only like a winch on a truck.
Right.
You don't need it unless you get stuck. Great God. I'm going to get out of this 17th verse. That's just a prelude to where I'm going. But you see, you have got to learn to milk every verse, every word in a verse. And you ain't going to have to know too many scriptures.
That's right.
And yet a masterpiece will come out. Break down every word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, and after revelation, and that revelation has to be, everybody say, in.
In.
Say it again.
In.
If that revelation is not in the knowledge of him.
Amen. That's right.
Aren't you glad it didn't say your knowledge?
Right.
Aren't you glad that it didn't say what you have studied? Aren't you glad it said a revelation of your education? Now, I'm not, oh God, I wish I had more education. But what did I need with it? What have I got him?
Amen.
What do you need with it if you have him? Because you have all the knowledge. You have all the wisdom.
That's right.
But it has to be manifest
right.
Through his spirit,
right.
Not yours. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And the key here now is in verse 18.
The eyes of your understanding.
Now, he didn't say your natural eyes. I have to have these your reading glasses, and sometimes they don't do good. But I've got eyes that see the invisible.
Amen.
I see. I don't have to have a jackass to talk to me.
Amen.
I've got eyes enough. Oh, glory to God. How many of you understand? Balaam saw the angel. No, he didn't see the angel of the Lord. The jackass did.
Right.
And sometimes a jackass would see further than church folk.
That's
I would go a step further and say, they see more than the preacher, the pastor sees.
Yeah.
Well, The eyes of your understanding, not your natural eyes. And I would to God that people could understand that you have five spiritual senses and quit operating in your natural senses.
Amen.
But operate in the spiritual senses.
Right.
And your spiritual eyes, my God. The prophet saw, the prophet heard every word Benadad said in his bedchamber.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
You can hear some of your church members talking about you when you 15, 20 miles away from them. And you know everything that's going on.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I remember years and years ago, I'm so thrilled the way God has trained me and brought me into this revelation. I was in St. Paul, North Carolina. I don't know whether you've ever heard of it, not just a little old place like Arnoldsville. I pulled my house trailer up beside the church, ready to start a revival the next night. And I lay down on the bed, and all of a sudden, I went into a trance or something. You heard what I said, something, I don't know. But I was lifted up, literally lifted up, and carried 40 miles down the road to a city of Lumberton, North Carolina. And I stood outside a church, the window of a Sunday school room where they were having an executive board meeting. The overseer was there, the secretary of the denomination was there, and the preachers of that area was lined up, and they were discussing me. I heard every word they said. I knew everyone that was in that room. And they were discussing me and how to keep me out of their churches. And they were talking about the message that I was preaching. It was heretic. It was absolutely wrong. Well, next afternoon, the pastor, he was there in that meeting. He came into church. I said, how'd your meeting go last night? What meeting? Oh, I said, don't be naive. I said, I was there. Oh, I didn't see you. I said, I saw you. And I began to describe how they were sitting in that room. I said, you were sitting right there between Purvis Jones and another brother. I forget his name right now. He said, I didn't see. I said, I saw you. And I said, Brother Lonzie Sellers was there. He was the moderator. He's the overseer. He said, if you was there, you know I didn't say nothing against you. I said, well, now that's true, but you didn't say nothing for me either. And if you're not for me, you're against me.
That's right.
Now I said, I'm hooked up to the same trailer that brought me in here. I can certainly pull it out. I don't have to preach for you. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to run this revival. Now, you talk about a visitation of God. Hallelujah. To moderate all them people that was in that room coming to that meeting. And God laid his hand on them and broke their hearts. and the moderator got up at the next association meeting and said, I want you to know that every one of you preachers are free to have Brother McCurry anytime you want to and can get it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Dear saints, hear what I'm telling you. Get off. Turn it off. Let that second veil die.
Yes.
And let that glory of God arise up in you. Let God arise. His enemies will be scattered. Well, glory to God. I believe with all my heart you and I are right on the very verge of the glory. Glory. And if it falls any second, it could happen any minute. Glory to God. You elders, you trained individuals would have to stand at the door and lead them in, direct them on how to believe in God, get saved, get baptized in water. Hallelujah. And folks would be laying all over the floor. There wouldn't be room to stand and dance because you'd be afraid to move. The glory of God would be so thick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'd be moving to a higher dimension in God than we've ever even dreamed of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for that any minute, any second, any time. I'm looking for that to happen. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter to me where it happens. Glory to God. I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to be a part of it. If it falls over to church in the now, I'll be part of it. If it falls at the church in Waco, I'm part of it. Hallelujah! I'm here to tell you, saints, get off of the idea, well, it's not my church. Never has been, never will be. It's His body. His body. He said, I'll build my church. My God, He's building it in you right now. He's building it in you right now. And He's doing it according to the spirit of wisdom, revelation, in the knowledge that you have of Him. Hallelujah. Can you see the God of glory walking around in this earth right now? Everywhere you go, you've got the Father of glory walking in you. Not in the fullness yet. Oh, glory. You still get down and out when things happen wrong the way you see it. Well, I'm just anxious to get to a scripture. Oh, great God. Fourth chapter of Zechariah. This might as well get over there and show you, because this is so great, and I'm going to show you something the Lord, through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealed to me. Hallelujah. Now this man had seven visions. Whose phone ringing? Hello, Lord. Please turn your phones off before you come in. Then if he rings your number, you'll have to answer. I don't know whose phone's ringing. You know.
It isn't mine.
Go way back down, Samuel. Because again, answer.
Hear my Lord.
Oh, glory. Everybody got Zechariah 4? Oh, that's a great chapter. It'd take a whole long, long time to break down all of these verses. Well, we're going to start with verse 1, chapter 4. Now, I believe that everything here is in perfect order. 4 is a world number. And so he's not talking to the ones that's raptured out. What God is saying. I know a lot of folks are still looking to escape. And they're looking, you know, not to be one of the missing ones. I get so tickled at some of the terminology these guys use. Amen. We're going to meet him in the air, and the higher up, the thinner the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hallelujah. I'd better not get started in that. I got some good to tell you in this book of Zechariah. Ah, glory. The 7 visions that he had. But this is personally one I wanted to look at. And we begin chapter 4, verse 1. Now, if you see, I can preach numbers out of this. In the world, chapter 1 says, verse 1, 1 is God. 4 is a world number. So God's talking to the people that's in the world. Well, go ahead. Better get off of this. I can teach on.
And the angel that talked with me came again.
Now, don't you know angels talk?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I just told you yesterday morning. Even the donkeys talked to Balaam the prophet, because the donkeys saw the angel of the Lord. That's Jesus before he's incarnated. The angel that talked with me, what?
Came again and waked me.
Was he asleep? Okay, then he goes ahead and said he woke me and talked to me.
As a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and he said unto me, what seest thou?
Now, whoa, now that's right what I wanted to talk about, but I've got to show you some nuggets here. First of all, through the wisdom, spirit of wisdom, your eyes have got to be open. For the next verse says in 18th verse of Ephesians 1, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, the eyes of your understanding is the inner eyes, not the natural eyes. If you're living according to what you see in the natural, you're of all men most miserable. But there's nothing and no condition can make you miserable if you're seeing with the inner eye. Now, that ought to make you shout, neighbor. You hear somebody grumbling, what eyes are they seeing by? If you hear somebody talking about somebody and degrading them, what ear are you hearing then? It's certainly not spiritual senses. Oh, glory to God. You've got to learn, church members. How many times have I taught the elder body here? It's not the words that you're hearing. You have to hear what's behind being said. And not only that, you've got to learn why it's being said. Good God, for 20 years I used to hear folks talk around their elbow to get back to their thumb, thinking that I was dumb in what they were saying. I'd hear them out, and then I'd do what the Holy Spirit said. Pay no attention to them. They wanted to run the church. Yeah. They wanted to rule everything. Yeah. And I wouldn't allow it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm still in that kind of a spirit. I'll listen to you, but when I hear what you're saying, I'm really hearing what behind what you're saying. And then I'm going a little further than back behind that and find out the reason you're saying, why you're saying that. And the reason of it is your spiritual senses have not been quickened and made alive. I could say, well, you're ignorant, but that wouldn't help the situation. Oh, glory. Let's finish this verse anyway.
And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold.
I've looked and saw the church. It is all gold. Now, that would be a subject, brother, that would be very interesting. Ye shall make a golden candlestick out of one piece of gold. And then you get all upset when God goes to beating and chiseling you. Ooh, God, I don't like either one of them. Two. I ain't got nothing to do with it. They're in the hands of somebody else. They're in the hands of the Father of glory. And you've got to learn, just beat the devil out of me, Father. Can you imagine? Now, you can't even use your imagination to realize a candlestick beat out of one piece of gold, bowls, almonds, and all of these little things beat out of one piece of gold. And still, when you get it done, it ain't no light. Uh-oh. They have to have something in them bowls. Glory be to God. I'm so tired of looking at that holy place, the candlestick, golden altar, table of shewbread, in the holy place. That's Pentecost, and that's where it's man and God. Man has to put the oil in the lamp. Man has to put the incense on the altar. Man has to bake the bread, put it on the table of shewbread. That's where the church is hung up. That second veil has got to be rent. And we've got to get out of letting man do what God's already doing. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, God ain't doing it by himself. He's preparing you. Glory to God. I just won't read all this. I'm going to preach about it. I want to teach you. Save a little time and spend more time in it. I was reading about this golden bowl and candlestick, and you know that Bible said God walks among the seven candlesticks. God's right in among the church. Amen. But there's something else having the man still doing everything. But there's coming the hour that God right now is raising up. Woo! Hallelujah. A generation that's not going to operate like the old order did. Oh, glory be to God. But there's a new order. There's a new beginning. There is a glory that's about to be broke loose upon the world. How is it going to happen? Zechariah wanted to know.
Yes.
He asked twice, said, what is these things? What is these two olive trees standing on the right and on the left? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you a revelation that God quickened me. I've been shouting about it ever since. Oh, glory to God. It's going to transform your life if you'll hear it. If you don't hear it, keep on grumbling. Keep on complaining. But I'm here to tell you, there's a better way to live. Learn how to live in that spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The new order is this. When that angel explained these two olive trees, you know and I know, you can't get oil out of an olive unless you beat it and crush it. I've been beat and I've been crushed. Brother Lopez, I know, had been beat and had been crushed. Many, many times I've suffered persecution, being beat and being crushed.